We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's no secret that those generous pension plans offered by companies, typically and traditionally, are increasingly a thing of the past. More and more companies are stepping in a different capacity, a different role, to encourage their employees to actually save by opening a 401k or an individual retirement account. Catherine Collinson, of course, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here and going to share with us a bit of this new trend in saving at the workplace. Catherine, what is the trend? As I noted, increasingly the pension benefits, defined benefit plans, are a thing of the past. So what's taking its place?
Well, as you've mentioned, 401k plans have become the retirement plan of choice, the one that's most frequently offered and that workers are most likely to be saving in. Now, the new trend among 401k plans is many plan providers and employers are now offering a financial wellness component as part of those benefits.
Financial wellness. I like the sound of it. And of course, Hector has been here talking about this study that has been conducted with the Johns Hopkins University regarding workplace wellness, which is more on the health side. So when you're talking financial wellness, give us a feel for what that entails.
Financial wellness programs can take on different characteristics depending on the employer, but right now the new thinking is that many people are setting their retirement savings goals, saving for retirement, but not looking at their overall financial big picture. And the financial wellness programs are meant to help fill that gap, understanding that people have other financial priorities that they need to think about as they're saving and planning for retirement. Because in the end, we're all looking to achieve long-term financial security.
Right. Now, it seems an obvious place to start if you're just entering the workplace, you know, to begin putting money away for the future at your place of employment. I mean, increasingly, I know that employers are requiring employees to opt out of saving for a 401k versus opt in because they're automatically enrolled in one. Are enough employees, workers out there, are they taking advantage of these new programs and these new incentives that employers are offering?
Too few are taking advantage of them. And the first step is increasing awareness that these programs exist. So one is, does your retirement plan provider offer such a program? And then the other aspect of reluctance is many are concerned about confidentiality. Answering survey questions or filling out a questionnaire about your own personal finances is about as confidential as it gets. And that could be a turnoff for some workers. So my recommendation is very carefully read the privacy policy. And if you don't understand it or are not comfortable with it, check in with your HR department or contact the retirement plan provider and then make a decision whether or not you're comfortable with it and want to take advantage of these tools, which are part of your retirement benefits.
Well, clearly times have changed since the other generation, our parents' generation, when companies put in place these rather generous retirement plans, pension plans. The good news is there are many other options out there, and employees need to know their options and even consider that when considering their options for employment. Catherine, thanks as always for the insights you bring. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.